Okay, we already discussed the issue of a boy dressing up as a girl and vice versa on Purim, so it's a little bit out of order to then discuss how we know that anyone gets dressed up at all on Purim or where the minhag comes from to get dressed up on Purim, but in reality, from a halachic perspective, it's actually the perfect order because you don't find in the halacha svarim, in the classical halacha svarim, any minhag recorded in terms of with halachic reasoning or with any sort of major reasoning as to why people get dressed up. In fact, the earliest sources that tell us about getting dressed up on Purim are usually dealing with tangential halachic problems like men dressing up as women and women dressing up as men. So the earliest source that we have that actually says explicitly that people get dressed up on Purim is the Mari Mintz, the Tshuva of Mari Mintz. There are only 16 surviving Tshuvas that the Mari Mintz wrote, even though he wrote many more Tshuvas in his lifetime. But the very last Tshuva that the Mari Mintz writes, he was asked about getting dressed up on, about a boy dressing up as a girl or a girl dressing up as a boy on Purim. And in that context, he mentions, yes, we know that people always get dressed up on Purim. So already this was around for centuries. This minhag was definitely around for centuries, but that's the earliest record of the minhag that we have. Now, there are those who find allusions to the minhag elsewhere as well, in even earlier sources. For instance, there is a Gemara Masechah Shabbos and Daf Samach Vavam Beis, where the Gemara refers to something that's a mask. The words of Rashi are, when it talks about a mask, is Talmusa Hanikshares Ala Partsuv Lahavit Habanim Akatanim, a thing you put over your face to scare little kids. He's obviously describing a scary mask. And what's it called? What does the Gemara refer to? What's the word the Gemara has for a mask? Parmi. Pei Resh Mem Yud. So that's what some of the Acharon point out. It's probably, it might be, Milashon Purim. Why would they call a mask a parmi? It's probably because it's something that they would have for Purim, that they would only use on Purim. When else would you wear a scary mask? You would only do so on Purim. So it could be that as early as the Gemara, there was such a minhag, if you believe that the etymology of the word parmi is related to Purim. But the very first explicit mention of it is in that Tshuva of the Mari Mintz, and then it's quoted obviously in the Ramah, the idea of men dressing up as women, and the Ramah quoting both Deos that we spoke about last time. The Sefer Moadim L'Simcha that I showed you last time quotes the Lev HaIvri, Chelek Aleph, page Dalid Os Beis, where the Lev HaIvri tells a story that the Ramah himself used to dress up as a poor man every Purim. Why would Ramah dress up as a poor man every Purim? So it's a fascinating story. He says, Shamati Maisav Ramazal, Asher Mais ben Lamed Gimel Shanim. Ramah died a very young man. He was 33 years old. Umais Belag Baomer. And he happened to have died on Lag Baomer. Lag Baomer is his yahrzeit. Bishnas Shin Lamed Gimel. In the year Shin Lamed Gimel. Shalag. Right? So a lot of Lamed Gimels. A lot of 33s. Va'asa Lamed Gimel Svarim, and he wrote 33 books. What does he say? The sign, I don't know. He wrote 33 books. Va'asaptan Sipeid Alav Lamed Beis Shavachim. And when they came to be maspid him, they thought of 32 nice things to say about Ramah. 32 distinct nice things to say about Ramah. And whoever it was saying the hesped felt so bad, because here he was, 33 years old, Lag BaOmer, Shin Lamed Gimel, and he only has 32. If he only had one more, he's just got to think of one more to get the 33rd nice thing to say about Ramah, until he realized that Shahayim Mischapes Biyom Purim BeBigdei Aniyim, that the Ramah used to get dressed up on every Purim in poor man's clothing, Ubekol Bayis Shoal Mayim Lirchutz Yadav Lomar Ki Odo Espalat Tfilas Arvis. And he would go around to the different houses and he'd say, excuse me, do you have water? I just need to wash my hands because I haven't davened Mariv yet. I need to daven Mariv. And why did he do that? L'man yizkru b'nei abayis l'spal arvis. That was his nice way of reminding people to daven Mariv, because people get so caught up in Sudas Purim, they're going to forget to daven Mariv. So his way of reminding them to daven Mariv would be going around asking them for some water. And why do you need the water? Because I didn't daven Mariv yet. They'll say, oh, I didn't daven Mariv yet either. And that was the 33rd praise that they had for the Ramah. B'chol Mikra, according to that, I don't know how reliable the Sefer is or the story is, but if that story is in fact true, then you see that it was a minhag that was not only prevalent, but that even the Ramah himself got dressed up on some level on Purim. So what's the reason for it? Why would we get dressed up on Purim? So as far as I know, there are four possible explanations for the minhag. There are many more, but those are mostly Kabbalistic. There are four that are at least within our realm of understanding for the minhag. First explanation is just it's fun. It adds levity. It adds joy to the day and Simchas Purim. So there's a unique kind of Simcha we're supposed to have on Purim. There's a certain mood that's created on Purim that although we have a din of Simchas Yantav and other Yom Tov, it's a different kind of Simcha. It's qualitatively a different feel. It's much more of a levity on Purim, and that and dressing up and something funny or something unusual definitely adds to that general mood of Purim. So that's just the pashut reason. So does it have to be done dafka through getting dressed up? It could be done in other ways also. It just helps. It helps add to the general atmosphere of the day. And that's certainly the one that rings the most true in terms of you drive through from neighborhoods on Purim and just seeing people in wild costumes, you know, going this way, that way, and it just adds to a certain atmosphere of Purim. A second possible explanation that the Achronim point to is that a lot of what Purim is about either happened through costumes or is related to somebody dressing up as something. For instance, where does the divide, this great hatred that Amalek has for us in the first place, where is it rooted? Where does it originate? So it originates with the father of Amalek, which is Esav. Why does Esav hate us so much? What was the event that occurred that caused Esav's hatred? It's when Yaakov dressed up as Esav. Yaakov puts on a costume, dressing up as Esav, in order to get the brachos. So it's the very root of the whole battle with Amalek, which is what Purim is really all about. Also, in dealing with Amalek, Rashi, in Bamidbar, Perachav Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi tells us that the Amalekim used the trick of dressing up to save themselves once. Right? Rashi says, Yoshev HaNegev Ze Amalek. The Yoshev HaNegev were really Amalek. Shenemar Amalek Yoshev Beretz HaNegev. Vishina es Lashono Ledaber B'Lashon Knan. But the Amalekim spoke the Knani language when they were around us. Kadeshu Yisrael Mispal Makarosh Baruch Hu Lassis Knan and Biyadam. So that when the Jews have to face them, the Jews will daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us from the Knanim. Not realizing that it's not Knanim, it's really Amalekim. So they were pretending to be Knanim. And that way the tefillos won't work. That was their plan. And we were suspicious. The Jewish people did not buy it. They were a little suspicious. Who are these people really? They look like Amalekim, but they're speaking like Kananim. I'm not sure what they are. So we just dive into a very general tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from these people. Save us from our enemies. And that way the Klal Yisrael was victorious. But we see the victory in war was against the people who used that vehicle of dressing up to attack us. And that's Amalek. Also, the famous medrash of Vashti getting a tail. So that's like a shtickl costume. Right? She had a tail. That's an unusual costume. You have Esther says, the Megillah tells Lo Higida es Amo Maladita. She didn't tell where she came from, meaning she pretended to be someone she wasn't. She was really a Jew. She pretended not to be a Jew. So that's also a costume-like type of thing to do. It's something where a person pretends they're somebody else. The Gemara Megillah of Daf Tes Zayin tells us that when Achashverosh went out of the room and left Haman and Esther alone in the room, and he comes back to the room and he finds Haman falling all over Esther, and he got really upset, the Gemara says he was upset at Haman not only for what he saw when he came back in the room, but he was upset at Haman for what he saw when he left the room also. Why? Because when he left the room, he saw these people chopping down trees in his garden. He said, "What are you guys doing? Who are you?" And they said, "Well, Haman told us to do it. We're servants of Haman." In reality, it was Malachim disguised as servants of Haman. Another step in the Megillah story where disguise apparently played a role. The El Yerabba says that the idea of getting dressed up, Mordechai got dressed up as a king. He was wearing the Levusha Malchus. So that's also where we see in the Purim story getting dressed up. Sfasema says, Rabbi Me'ame Aretz Misyadim means that there were a lot of non-Jews that dressed as Jews when things started to turn in our favor. Again, within the Purim story, you see people getting dressed up one way or the other. That the Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachos Chelik Zayin Simin Sadi Beis says that in fact it worked both ways. When the decrees were made against the Jewish people, we went in the other direction. We started many Jews started to pretend they weren't Jewish, and then when it went back in our favor, many non-Jews started to pretend they were Jewish. So there was a lot of make-believe going on, pretending we were someone we weren't. So that's the second basic reason, that it has a lot to do with the story in general. Third basic reason, again, I saw quoted in the Sefer Modim L'Simcha, I don't know where he took it from, is the Oev Yisrael. The Oev Yisrael says that it's to commemorate the unique joy of salvation that comes through Achashverosh himself. The ultimate v'nahapachu is that it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yeshua by Achashverosh declaring the Yeshua, by our enemy himself making the Yeshua happen. That's the greatest v'nahapachu. That's the ultimate v'nahapachu. So he says, Dafka, when you dress as something, what makes a costume funny? What makes it a costume and not just another article of clothing that I have? He said, it's totally out of left field. He said, I don't normally wear I don't normally wear a long wig and Jamaican hat or whatever. It's totally out of left field for me. It's the ultimate v'nahapachu, and that's the greatest. That's not my plan this year. I have something else. But that's the greatest key of v'nahapachu. The fourth explanation is just the lashon va'anochi haster astir panai is the remez la'esther min haTorah, right? The Gemara says that remez la'esther min haTorah minayin va'anochi haster astir panai. It's hiding a face. That's the whole remez to Esther. And obviously there's a lot of machshava related to that connection of Hester Panim in the Megillah, the shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu not being there, but there's a lot of hiding face. And that's the very remez to Esther min haTorah. And therefore, as a commemoration to that, we hide our faces as well. The Bach happens to be, not only didn't like the custom of cross-dressing on Purim, didn't like the custom of dressing up on Purim either. He thought it could lead to bad things when people don't recognize who you are. They'll say the wrong things, they'll assume the wrong things. It's just that he thought it was a bad idea. But it seems to be that this is something that others thought was chukas akum, that we took this from the Goyim. Stipe says, no, they took it from us. I don't know, reality, what came first, who had a holiday where people got dressed up first, but these are all the reasons. Seems to be a pretty widespread minhag Yisrael, that whether you like any of the individual reasons or not, at least seems to be widespread enough that it's worth perpetuating in terms of the simcha of the day and the unique experience that Purim offers.